Bank of Cardiff. Yes. Is this Jack?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack. It's Tyler. How's it going?
Oh, you know.
Living and growing, brother. Living and growing.
One day at a time.
Yes, sir.
So I'm looking over here, and on your bank statements, you have it under the lawn maintenance title, and then on your tax return, it's under the tree removal name.
Yeah, I don't even have a tree removal banking. It's all been under the lawn maintenance. That's just something that I just need to pick up from my tax lady. What happens is every year we're late, so I look at numbers primarily. I just look at that. I have an LLC for both, but it's basically the same company. I mean, it is the same company. I don't even really do lawn stuff much, but I like to keep it there because it gives me a broader spectrum whenever I actually approach contractors and such.
Yeah, okay. How are you able to make deposits there on it then? I'm trying
whenever
to understand how that...
Whenever they see A to Z, they just run it through.
I see.
I've got A to Z computers. I've got A to Z lawn maintenance. I've got A to Z used vehicles. I'm actually fixing to open up a A to Z properties management. If I buy all these houses and put it in an LLC, that way if anybody sues me, they'll have to sue the LLC.
I gotcha. I'm just trying to figure out here because... with the tax return and the bank statements not matching up, I'm afraid that's going to throw off underwriters and it's going
to
have them.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Well, we don't have to do it, man. Like I said, that's not anything either one of us can change. We can stop it right now. That's cool. Well, I can't go back and change that right now. And I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest with you. I've sent it in before. Like I said, they gave me that $100,000. Credit availability. I'm not going to use it all. I'm just buying a tractor, but Kubota gave it to me at 0%.
Yeah.
See, that's why I hate even going for. You know, I can go into my personal credit. I can buy anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, whenever you go through these type of companies, man, it's always a mess. I mean, you can either look at somebody's thing and see they can pay the bill or they don't. But it's cool, man. We don't have to do it. There's nothing I can do to go change it on the tax return.
Yeah,
and I don't even have an A to Z tree removal. I shut that down years ago. Now I do have checks that I can go pull up and show you that it went through the account, but that's about all I can do.
Okay, so I just the lawn maintenance is the current one. That's just the kind of the clarity I need to mix up there. Okay.
Yeah, well that's the one that Christy Land Rover just got approved through.
Okay. I will make sure that's clarified there and then in the profile. I just wanted to make sure that mix-up got taken care of now before anything got pushed forward there. Because like you just said, it would have been an absolute, not waste of time, but it would have just gotten booted immediately back. So I just wanted to have that clarity. But like I said, that looked like the only hiccup there. If anything does come up, I'll let you know. But we'll be...
Yeah, and tell them too. I can show them.
I don't know if...
Sometimes with deposits, they don't show you the deposits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd have to go to the bank.
But if I go to the bank and start paying something about it, they're probably
actual.
But, see, I do mainly tree removal. That's where
the money's at.
Well, everybody's got me as they think you're A to Z tree removal. They don't. That's normally the name of these companies. So they'll write me checks with tree removal, and I'll just deposit it, and it's been going through. Nobody's ever kicked anything back, so I sweat it whenever they give it to me.
Because on the Secretary of State search, the tree removal one pops up, but the lawn maintenance doesn't. So I'm
no, it does. It does. I can send it to you, but it's A number 2Z lawn maintenance. So just search by my name.
Okay.
I have A to Z computers, A number 2Z computers, A number 2Z used vehicles, A number 2Z lawn maintenance. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you do. Wow.
Yeah.
There it is. All right.
And then, like I said, I'm fixing to do properties. I'm trying to get everything situated. Actually, I found something out today. I'm super excited. My military time. I've got over 20 years. I've got 22.16 years, which actually is 22 and a half by now, by the way they calculate it.
Uh-huh.
And I can go buy 2 years of military time, and I'll have 24, almost 25 years, so I'll be able to shorten my retirement time down by 2 years.
Oh, from the 6 to 7 that you thought?
Yeah, yeah, so go from 7 down to 5, and then I'll be able to, and I was telling my wife was like, well, it's not really going to be worth it if you got to pay $60,000 or $70,000. I said, well, hold on, it might be, because you think about it, that's 1 year's salary,
mm-hmm.
okay? If I'm getting my retirement that year and I have another job, really, I'm making double the amount of money that year, and
yeah.
the next year, I'm making two salaries,
wow.
and it's paid for. So it gets paid off within 12 months, and then I've doubled my salary if I go work somewhere else, or my company will probably double in size if I'm there every day.
Uh-huh.
And because all I do is check jobs in the afternoon and work on weekends. Just think of what I could do if I was there Monday to Friday every day.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, because I give up so much work, man. I mean, I get people call me all the time. I don't even have a website, dude. I get so much work. I don't put advertising on the side of my vehicles. I don't even like to pass out cards. I mean, I get so much business from it. So.
Well, but, I mean that's it's not the worst problem to have. That's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Well, I just found your SOS here, too. So we got the lawn maintenance here, too. So that'll actually even be better there for you. So I'll update the profile there.
Yeah, just tell them it was an oversight on the taxes. My wife, we were down to, like, the last day. And we use the same lady. So I
mm-hmm.
think what she's been doing is she hits a button and all the information from last year gets copied into a new form.
Yeah.
And she's probably been doing that for a couple of years now, so I'm going to have to talk to her about it and send her an email.
Okay, let's hear, make sure she invites that over.
No, yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. It's just going to make the approval process that much smoother. And like I said, you just popped up here on the SOS, too, so I'll update that on the profile. It'll actually help with the match over, too. But I didn't realize how many other A to Z businesses you had here, man.
Yeah, I like I said, I don't really do anything. The computer stuff, I did it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, people want you full-time. And see, that may be another option that I can do, is open me up a consultant business and work it till, you know, like 1 or 2 o'clock, and then
yeah.
convert over and work on a tree business for the rest of the day. But people want you there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So I get inundated with people calling me, want me to show up, and I just don't physically be there. And I didn't want to hire anybody. I really didn't want to get that big. So I've kept
yeah.
the name. I do special consulting. You know, if somebody calls me and says, hey, man, I got a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go over there, look at the infrastructure, and try to help them out, that kind of thing. And then usually it's 90% of all this stuff is just maintenance, man. Friggin' learn how to run your damn wires. I mean, they got harmonics, they've got speed issues, and it's like, yeah, instead of running 50 wires from this switch to your patch panel, how about you put another switch here, and instead of having an 18-foot cord, you got a 1-foot cord going directly into a switch, and then you run one uplink port from that switch to the other one, bam. You get rid of all that harmonics, all that noise on your traffic, on your infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's usually stuff like that, or they got old equipment. I walked into a place one time and said, Jack, IT guy just can't figure it out. I walked in, I plugged a new switch in, plugged it in the wall, moved everything over. Everything has worked fine since, and they've never had another problem. It cost them $100 for me to do that. But a guy that was doing the network had charged him like $3,000 to keep
Holy
troubleshooting this issue whenever it was a it's a piece of equipment. Change the equipment out. You know, your equipment is over 3 years old. You need to change it.
Wow.
You need to change it. I mean, every 6 months it doubles. But anyway, but I do that, and I have my used car dealer's license. I just haven't found my niche yet. I've been going to these auctions, and I thought I was going to be able to really get into auctions, buy cheap, sell high. That's not the case. There's so many of these people that are buying vehicles. They've got the prices to where they're just astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually having to pay loan value to get the vehicle. Well, the only people that benefit are the ones that have these lots where they can sell GAP, sell extended warranties, and that kind of stuff. And I just didn't want to invest that kind of money into it right now because I'm already pretty much busy with the tree service.
I was going to say, you got your hands full as it is.
But I've got a guy that I'm trying to bring on. He's getting out of mechanic school. And I told him, my niche, I think, is to buy inoperable vehicles, vehicles that have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then go into the junkyards and, you know, like a bad transmission. We'll take that transmission out, slap, go to a junkyard, pay $100, get a transmission out of a vehicle that, you know, has 50, 60, 70,000 miles. It comes with a 90-day warranty. Slap that in there, get everything operational, and sell them extended warranty. And then all I got to do is your profit margin is going to be a whole lot more because people really don't want to have to bid on those vehicles with problems. Secondly, I can buy trucks. Then all you got to do is give it an aggressive look, tires, rims, maybe a winch, and they will pay 125% of the value of the vehicle. These actual companies will finance 125%, and they know. Or you take them and you run them back through auction, and then you end up, you may not make as much, but mm-hmm. you can make money because then these guys at auction don't have money to buy the tires and rims, so they can actually get them through auction and throw that on their floor plan. So what I've been doing this last year is just a bunch of hypotheses, buying, selling, looking, trying to get my system in place.
You got your foot in almost every door right now.
My mind never stops, man. I tell you, it's a curse and a blessing all at the same time. It doesn't stop. It just keeps calculating stuff, and I got to constantly feed it. If not, I feel ill.
Yeah, hey. Staying busy, that's a good thing, though.
So, yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah. All right, Jack. Well, I'll get this cleared up right now. I already just updated the file there, so we're going to be good to go there. I should be able to get it submitted today, and hopefully we can talk some numbers here tomorrow or at the latest Thursday
morning.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't go through, man, we'll be friends.
Okay.
At least you guys
definitely
won't
be in touch.
At least you guys won't call me anymore. At least I'll get y'all off my back, man.
All right, Jack. We'll be in touch.
All right, brother. Sounds good, bro.
Have a good one.
Bye, man. Bye.